This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. We're moments away from a hearing live from the National Hockey League commissioner and the owners of the new Utah hockey franchise.
The goal was to preserve hockey to the extent we could in Arizona and establish a new franchise in Utah.
And we still have a lot of questions, from what the team's name is going to be to what happens with downtown and much more. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce is live on the scene. She's outside the Delta Center with a preview. Becky?
Jeff, earlier today, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman spoke directly to Arizona fans, basically saying he's sad to see the Coyotes say goodbye. But he pointed out the team's been playing the last 2 years at Arizona State, and it was starting to look like 3-5 years or maybe more.
As a college rink, it's a good facility, but it's not a major league facility.
Enter Ryan and Ashley Smith and plans to do something big in downtown Salt Lake City. We're hoping to hear more about what they have in mind today, along with hints about team names, colors, and more. Whatever happens, you're going to hear it live right here. I can tell you right now, most of the action is inside the building. On the outside, it's not quite the party atmosphere you might expect, but our friends from the KSL Sports Zone are all set up broadcasting live out here, and I see a lot of media entering the building just as this is about to begin. Live on the scene, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
A lot of Utahns are pumped about hometown NHL hockey, but Salt Lake Olympics chief Fraser Bullock says this is absolutely a huge step toward getting the Winter Olympic Games.
We in Utah are blessed with many fantastic venues. We have everything we need. But if we get the NHL here, it levels us. It takes us up a whole nother level.
Fraser Bullock tells David Dujanovic he is excited about the possibility of increased seating capacity at the Delta Center, where in 2034 we'd host the Olympic Figure Skating Championships. Well, who rocks the house? KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports. The Utes rock the house.
The Red Rocks gymnastics team from the University of Utah is heading to nationals. Rebecca Cressman, the in-arena voice of the Utes, is ready for it.
And you know, we haven't had a national championship for years, so this could be our big year.
In fact, the last championship was in 1995. It was their 10th, but Cressman says it would be great for the new coach, Carly Dockendorf, to get the win in her first year at the helm. She says it came down to who had nerves of steel. The number 5 ranked Red Rocks will face off against number 2 LSU, number 3 Cal, and number 4 Florida on Saturday at 2 p.m. in Fort Worth, Texas. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
A man is in critical condition after lighting himself on fire near the courthouse where former President Trump is on trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, NYPD says a man walked to the center of the park, threw around some pamphlets, and then lit himself on fire. Chief Jeffrey Madry says the propaganda involved a number of conspiracy theories.
Part of the investigation, all his social media, any associates, we'll be looking at all of that.
The incident happening just after a full jury of 12 people and 6 alternates been seated in former President Trump's hush money case. ABC legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer fears it could impact this case.
If this could happen today, why not other times? My worry now is, are we going to start losing jurors because of this? And what's the judge going to do to try to ensure that doesn't happen?
Opening statements in the first criminal trial of a former president are expected next week. You can see more on that story at KSLNewsRadio.com. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
I think the Ryan Smith News Conference is beginning right now at the Delta Center. They're about to get underway. They're at the podium. Let's listen live on KSL News Radio.